Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge. Open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well pleasing to thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father, who was from everlasting, and that all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Wisdom, let us attend, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all. The Lord said this parable. A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, "Come, for all things are now ready." But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused." And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused." Still another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind." And the servant said, "Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room." Then the master said to the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste of my supper." Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, says St. Paul. What is life if it is not the beauty and the goodness that we intensely long for? So when Christ, the beauty and goodness we intensely long for, shall appear. Christ, who is our life, says St. Paul. In the church, we know Christ as the tree of life. The tree of life is Christ in the mystery of his incarnation from the Virgin. So the tree of life is not just a paschal imagery. It is very much a Christmas mystery. The Christ himself is the tree of life is but one indication that Eden is the mystery of the incarnation. And the incarnation of God the Word is the appearing and the opening of Eden. The church's liturgical imagery and the ancient Syriac Christian tradition, which has made its way in much of our liturgical imagery, shows the tree of life at the top of the mountain of Eden, beyond the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which, so St. Ephrem tells us, St. Ephrem of Syria, he died in 373, blocked the tree of life from view, so that not only to see, or not only to get to the tree, but even to see the tree of life, Adam and Eve had to go beyond the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Again, following St. Maximus the Confessor, The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the creation and its biological life. And you remember that the Lord says to Mary and Martha at the tomb of the dead Lazarus, I, in other words, the tree of life, am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, in other words, he who eats and drinks my fruit, my body and my blood, though he dies, yet shall he live. So when Christ appears from the Virgin in the mystery of Eden, when the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the creation, gives way, in Christ the tree of life, our resurrection, shall appear from the top of the mountain from beyond the creation. That's how you could understand St. Paul's words in the Epistle to the Colossians. Do you hear in this, all of this liturgical, biblical imagery? Do you hear in this? Can you see that the appearing of Christ, who is our life, takes place at that point, or in the mystery, beyond the island of this world, out in the waters of the surrounding sea, where creation and we begin and end? Christ appears then at that point where we are dust, where our origin from nothingness is exposed, and we appear to ourselves in our real state. We are like a flower of the field that flourishes till the wind passes over us, and we are no more. Dear faithful, this is where Christ, who is our life, appears to us. Do you think of this place, where you begin and end, as being outside of you, back up the road behind you so many years, and down the road ahead of you someday in the future? No, dear brothers and sisters, this point is within you. It's within you, and it's always with you. You are always in it. It is always in you. Following the prophet Jeremiah again and again and again, it is the heart where we are deep beyond all things. Beyond all things, says Jeremiah. That means that we are beyond even the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We are beyond the world in some mysterious way. Up the mountain, therefore, in the tree of life, up the mountain, in the tree of life, that's where we begin and end. Because we were created in the image of God, who is Christ. Therefore, listen again to Moses. In the beginning, God created man, male and female, in his own image and likeness. Listen to St. Paul. Christ is the icon of the invisible God, in whom all things were made, and in whom we were made. Listen to wisdom. God created man to be immortal. For God did not create death, but made him in the image of his own eternity. Catch the mystery of who you are. You are fashioned from the dust of the ground. You are raised into being from nothing. And yet you are made in the image of God. You're made in the image of his own eternity. As St. John of Damascus says in the funeral service, what is this great mystery concerning us? We are dust. In ourselves, we return to the dust, as St. Athanasius would teach us in his On the Incarnation. But our dust, fashioned in the image and likeness of God, is fashioned into a temple. It's meant to be the house of God. And in the temple of our body, formed from the dust, there is a sanctuary, an inmost chamber or closet. This is where Christ actually is telling us, is commanding us to go when we pray. When you pray, go into your closet and shut the door. This inmost chamber, this closet, that lies, if it is beyond all things as the prophet saw, that lies beyond the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and so beyond our dust, it is the heart that finds its origin and its end in God. And in the sanctuary, in the inmost chamber of the temple of our body, is an altar, the mystery of our heart. That's where we begin and end. And where Christ, who is our life, now appears as the greatly compassionate one, the only lover of mankind. It is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, which is neither out there, says our Lord Jesus, neither is it over there. It is within you. Consider that Christ's appearing in the flesh began in the cave when he was born of the Virgin. His appearing in the flesh ended in the tomb of his Sabbath rest. And that is where his appearing in the kingdom of heaven within you began. For if it was to the throne of heaven that he ascended in the glory of his holy resurrection, and if the kingdom of heaven is within you, then where did he ascend to if it wasn't into the sanctuary of the human heart? Is this not the great mystery of God hidden from the ages and from the generations? It was unknown even to the angels, as we hear in the liturgical hymns of the church. But it has now been made to appear, says St. Paul, it's been made to appear to his saints. In other words, the great mystery of God, unknown even to the angels, is the Word of God, in whom all things were made, himself being born of the Virgin, sharing in our flesh and blood, and becoming one with us even in our death, so that now the great mystery of Christ, who is our life, appears within you. A certain man, it says in our gospel this morning. Who is this certain man if it is not Christ, the bridegroom, who comes at midnight, who appears to us in the sanctuary of our heart? This certain man gave a great supper. It's a royal banquet. And he invited many. The invitation, it says, was to many. That's a Hebraism for meaning it was an invitation to everyone, to all. And this invitation was written on the cross. For we read, if I be lifted up from the earth, the Lord says, if I be lifted up from the earth. In other words, when I appear above or beyond all things, in the deep of the heart, I will draw all men to myself. I will invite all men to myself. It says he sent his servant at supper time. At supper time. Supper time is the time of the hour that has come, the hour of Christ's holy Pascha. As the day of our salvation has dawned, for Christ our life has appeared. Born of the Virgin, he appears not out here or over there, but within you. He appears within you now, today. And a certain man said to his servant, say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, creation, receives into its roots the tree of life. And the mystery within us, where we begin and end, the Son of God is born of the Virgin in the cave. And God is laid in the tomb as a corpse. In the mystery beyond all things, Christmas opens unto Pascha. Pascha opens unto Christmas. The cave opens onto the tomb. The tomb opens onto the cave. And all of this opens onto you, within you. You open onto all of this. And at midnight, in that precise point where the end falls back into the beginning, begin another day, always falling back into the beginning of another day, always staying here in this cycle of night, day, life, death, never seeming ever to get out of that cycle. And at midnight, at precisely that point where the end meets the beginning, that point, Christ comes. He appears in our beginning at Christmas, and he appears in our end at Pascha. And in the inmost chamber of our heart, in the mystery of his resurrection, he opens the gates of righteousness. He opens that point where the end is always coming to the beginning. He opens it up. He opens it up. And he opens the whole creation beyond itself and into his kingdom of heaven. He lifts the creation, as he says, up from the earth with himself. And even as he overshadowed and filled the tabernacle of Moses and the temple of Solomon and his glory, with his glory, as he overshadowed and filled the Holy Virgin with himself, so he floods the sanctuary of the temple of our body with the glory of his heavenly kingdom. He fills our nothingness with himself. He fills our dust with his glory. He fills our death with his eternal life. He fills our darkness with his uncreated light. For if God has become man, what can man become if not God? And if that sounds scandalous to you, read Psalm chapter 81, verse 6. I said you are gods, children of the Most High, and yet you die like any prince. In other words, you live in a way that is contrary to your calling. You were made in the image of God. You were made in the image of his eternity. You were not made to die. You were called to become children of God. The great banquet, then, of our gospel this morning is within you. The banquet hall is the mystery of the cave of Bethlehem, where our life in Christ begins. It is the mystery of the tomb of the Lord's Pascha, where our life in Christ ends in the glory of his holy resurrection and eternal life. The great banquet is the mystery of the church. The great banquet is the unseen essence that is within every icon, every prayer, every word, every movement of the church. This is the seed of God that was sown in you at your baptism. The angels are the servant calling out to the shepherds, calling out to you and to me. The servant is the stars and the beauty of creation, calling out to those who are wise, who ponder the mystery and the meaning of creation in sincerity and of heart and without guile, calling out to all of goodwill to come to the great banquet, come to Bethlehem, come to the tomb that is within you, in the sanctuary of the heart, where creation, space-time, open unto the eternal mystery of Christ, the image of God in whom all things were made. Therefore, put to death what's earthly in you, says St. Paul. Dear faithful, we take up the ascetic disciplines of the church. We do the offices and services of the church not to satisfy some religious requirement, but we do it because we want to subject ourselves to the word of the church. That this word, through the services, through the ascetic disciplines of the church, may penetrate within us and work on us and open us inward unto our heart. I don't think that we can open our heart by ourselves. We need Christ to open our heart within us. We need the guidance of the church. Just do what the church tells you to do. Just say the prayers, come to the services with it, and listen with attention. And the church will bring you into the great banquet hall of your heart. We subject ourselves to the words of the church, the prayers of the church, the ascetic disciplines of the church, in order that we might leave the vanity of the world behind that is passing away, and come to the great banquet of Christmas and Pascha at the top of the mountain of Eden, there at the tree of life, in the kingdom of heaven that is in the great hall that is within you. What is the meal at this great supper? I don't think we have to speculate, because I think the scriptures tell us. The meal at this great supper is the divine nature itself. What does St. Paul say, or St. Peter in his second epistle? That you may become partakers of the divine nature. And therefore, what we partake of in this meal is the divine beauty and goodness we so intensely long for. The meal of this great banquet is the fruit of the tree of life, the body and blood of Christ, that nourishes us with eternal life and restores us to our original beauty and goodness, so that we may appear with Christ in his glory, in his beauty, and his goodness. Charlie Brown, if you're here with us this morning, or if any of you know any Charlie Browns out there, go out and tell them, Charlie Brown, this is what Christmas is all about. Amen. Most holy to the Lord, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to God, sir.